Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Sarah, how are you doing? This is Dave Miller with Keystone First.
Hi, how are you?
Andre called me. And yeah, he has a waiver. I don't know what
because
he's doing
in the Medicaid database, it's showing that his waiver ended on December 8th, 2025.
December 8th?
Yeah, that's the last date of the waiver when I do a look back. December 8th.
That's when he began. That's when he began receiving services. So I talked to him, and Andre's new on my he's new on my caseload.
That's when he began.
Yeah, but I said, did you have? I said, I take it you had a service coordinator before me. He said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, when did you start receiving services? He said, December. I said, you received them since? He said, yeah, I've received them since.
Right. My only concern, my main concern is that he had services with Beata, who also does skilled nursing care and things like that. So I wasn't sure if they were billing it out to Medicare. We don't do, you know what I mean? So
it wouldn't be, see, we're Medicaid.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So we billed to Medicare. I've never heard of this. You know, you guys got authorization. I'm looking at it.
We don't have authorization.
Let me look, because I could have sworn you guys had authorization.
He just called us today.
No, I'm saying, ma'am, I changed him over a long time ago to you guys.
We just added him to our system now. We've never even spoken to him until today.
How did you know who I was then?
On the Keystone website, on the Keystone Navinet, I was able to get his service coordinator's information off of his profile.
Yeah, he was receiving services. That's my point. He's receiving services, and he's Medicaid. Let me look at this. He's active because he told me that you told him that he didn't have a waiver.
There's no waiver. I mean, are you sure that he didn't? Well, no, he lost it. It's according to this, he's had a waiver for a few years, but he lost it on December 8th.
He said his home care services started in December of 25. I said, man, that's the first time you received them? He said, yes. I said, oh, okay. And he told me who his service coordinator was. And I said, okay, I got a lot from her caseload. I said, okay. Yeah, so let me look.
I don't understand it. I'm so confused right now. I'm sorry.
I never had a provider call me and say that, hey, you guys, our system, but not the state system. I'm like, what?
He's in the system, but it's saying that he had the Community Health Choices waiver up until 12/8/2025, and there's no waiver showing. So usually what that means is that he needed to submit some kind of documentation to the county assistance office for the annual recert, and he didn't. That's usually what it means. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah, that's usually the case, but the funny thing, I have never received any notice on him.
You probably wouldn't have received any notification after, dropped.
We receive notification when you term out. If a participant terms out, that's the description you just gave, where they didn't recertify.
Yeah.
That's primarily the reason for them terming out. But usually I would get that notification. Well, I could reach out to him and say, hey, man, you need to go fill out the recertification.
Right. But I'm saying maybe you didn't. Yeah, maybe it was the other coordinator that got it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. He said he was receiving services up until he changed. So I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Okay, I see nursing facility eligible.
Right, I see that too.
Yeah.
I see that he's eligible for the waiver. That's not even an issue. Everything looks like he's eligible.
Yeah, there's no end date. It's 8/1/24.
All right, so let's do that. Let's send me over the authorization. And
that's not my area. That's you in review. Does that? Yeah, that's the whole.
Right. No. I'm saying you need to request it though.
No,
from utilization management.
Let me. Ma'am, don't tell me what to do, please.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
I'm just saying that's not how it works.
We always call the service coordinator is what I'm saying for the authorization. We call the service coordinator to get authorization for services. Do you know what I mean? Am I wrong on that?
No, we don't authorize services. UN Review does. I was trying to say that. And I don't even speak to UN Review unless they reach out to me about something.
That's
and nobody
weird.
Reach out to me about him on anything.
We always call the service coordinator to request the authorization, and then you guys have to send it over to UM usually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I said we don't issue the authorization.
No, I know you don't. No. I'm saying no. I don't mean that. I apologize. I didn't mean that at all.
Yeah.
I meant like we'll just you can speak to Andre. We'll request the authorization, and as long as we get the authorization, it's not going to be an issue at all. You know. I just wanted to make sure that everything was good on your end. That's all.
Family First is active on here, man. You're showing active.
Family First care or Family First Home
ma'am,
Care? Because there's a separate.
Ma'am, that's
a different agency,
family
sir.
First. Man, can I speak? I know what different agency. I know the agencies, ma'am.
Okay,
agencies,
sir.
But I'm
okay.
Not going to speak over you. Not going to do that. Now, Family First Home Care. Is that you?
No. We are Family First Care.
Your address is, what's the address?
One Winding Drive, Suite 205, 19131 in Philadelphia.
That's not the information I receive, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't make up home.
No, I'm not saying anything. No, there's two. That's why I was saying, because there's two. There's a Family First Home Care and Family First Care.
Ma'am, can I speak? I know. Different old provider. We've established that.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is I'm going to have to change this over. But this is the information I received, and they got authorization. Now, I'm going to have, can you send me your provider number and your address? This is what I was given, and this is what I was put in. Now, what's your provider number?
My Keystone provider is 307-828-9444.
Send me all that. I know. I apologize on getting bad information.
No, I'm just. I was just confused. It's fine.
Yeah. But you're right. You know, they have different little names, and some people home, some health.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that. I deal with that all the time. So
yeah, I know.
So what I'll do, I'll change that over.
Okay.
To you all. That's no problem. Yeah, because I knew it. I know it was true, but I didn't know it was not home care.
I'll send you all the information, and I will get him staffed right away. Okay?
And your name is Sarah.
My name is Sarah, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll text it over to you now.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.